A group of Ukrainian primary and secondary school students living in former holiday accommodation at Hook Head in County Wexford, who are due to start school this week, haven't been able to get places on the school bus. More than 100 students have been affected, including 44 enrolled at Ramsgrange Community School. We'll talk to its principal in just a moment. But first, some of the parents and students involved have been speaking to our Southeast correspondent, Conor Kane.
I'm a father of three kids. Two of them, they go to Benehek School. They are 10 and 6 years old. And the situation is that unexpectedly, just 1-2 days before we're supposed to go to school, we've been informed that there is a challenge with the transportation. And the parents, they try to organize the car. We do have some local private cars, but that's not definitely enough numbers of the car to be able to give a lift for all kids. That's around like 100 kids in this area, in the Hookless village. And I think that they need to have this chance to get the education right.
I'm worried that they're missing in education because my daughter was waiting whole August month, like when she will go to Irish school. And today she like put her uniform on, and she is waiting for school.
It's like very bad because I think the first day of school is one of the mainest part, of starting the education, meeting new teachers,
To be honest, I feel myself confused because I studied two schools and I have to think, how do I also have to get to Ramsgrange School?
Let's talk now to Rachel O'Connor, who's principal of Ramsgrange Community School on the Hook Peninsula. Rachel, thank you for talking to us on the News at One this lunchtime.
Hi, Brian.
So tell us what happened. How many Ukrainian students were you expecting to arrive at the school, and when did you become aware there was a problem?
Yeah, so Brian, we have 44 Ukrainian students enrolled in our school. 33 have been attending our school since last Easter. And we were oblivious to this situation until we had our incoming first years in our school on Monday. And we were counting, doing our head count, and there were 11 students missing. And we made a few inquiries, and it turned out that there were 11 first years standing at the side of the road waiting for a bus. So we were completely oblivious to it until we were made aware of this. And I suppose, look, as a school principal and as a mother, I was absolutely horrified at the thought. You know, like I've got two kids myself starting junior infants today, so we know what a big deal it is. One of those little girls was standing there with a bunch of flowers to the principal, and they were just left standing there while all of their peers were in school with us. So that's when we became aware of the fact that the bus tickets weren't reissued to our new Ukrainian students.
So what happened? I mean, was it possible to get the children to school that day, or did they just go home?
Yeah, there's a wonderful group of volunteers down in Feathered called the Friends of Hookless, and they rallied together. As one of the students said there, that there are very few private cars. Obviously, these are people that have fled war. Mm. So, I mean, to bring their car with them wasn't an option for them at the time. So volunteers, local volunteers, rallied, and on day one it was 11 students. Now yesterday it would have been our first years and our sixth years because we're staggering them back in. But by Friday, you know, there needs to be lifts organised for 44 students, and it's not sustainable moving forward.
Yeah. Just explain for the benefit of our listeners the allocation of tickets on the school bus. Is that something that falls to the individual families and the students themselves? Are you as a school involved in that in any way?
Yeah, so it has changed slightly. So last year, because the holiday village would be deemed as an accommodation centre, the school made a group application on behalf of the Ukrainian families. And we made that application directly to schools transport. And this year we were informed that we had to make that application through the ETB, through the Rails coordinator. And so when we were requested to update our list and to send it in for school transport, we did so within a matter of days. Mm. So I suppose the assumption was there, it was all organised, tickets were reissued to our students, but again, we were completely oblivious up until Monday when our first years didn't turn up.
So you reapplied for the students who had been attending last year and had tickets last year, and also
yes.
for the new arrivals as well.
Yes,
and as far as you didn't hear anything back to say there was a problem here?
No, not until our kids. We were told that the students were standing at the side of the road. Yeah.
And presumably the families were expecting that the bus would take the children.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and I suppose that's the thing that really enraged me, as I said, as a mother and as a school principal. You know, you trust that the systems are in place to, you know, get your child to school safely. Again, schools provide such a safe place for these students in such a difficult transition. Yeah. But in particular, your first day of secondary school, you know yourself, if you've missed the first while of anything, you'll always feel like you missed out on something. It was a really heart-wrenching picture, the 11 little kids turning up to school and one of them carrying a bouquet of flowers.
Have you been told, Rachel, when this might be sorted out, when they might get their places?
Yeah, so, look, I have been informed that the Minister's Office is looking at it. I also had a phone call earlier from School Transport to say that they're looking at it, but it could take weeks.
And in the meantime, the community will try to do what they can to get the children to school each day, but there can be no guarantees.
Absolutely. It's much easier, like I was speaking to one of our Ukrainian mothers earlier, and it's much easier to organise lifts in the morning because everybody's on the move at the same time. But with primary and secondary, different finishing times, etc., it's far more difficult to get home. And you're talking to Hookless alone, it's a 12-kilometre trip, you know, and with the cost of fuel and diesel, it's an extortionate price that will very much add up and put extra pressures on these families.
All right, well, we hope it is sorted out sooner rather than later. Rachel, thanks for talking to us. That's Rachel O'Connor, principal of Ramsgrange Community School on the Hook in Wexford. There is a statement from Bus Éireann today. They've told us that they operate the scheme and that there's been unprecedented demand, they say, for the school transport scheme this year. They've issued 121,000 tickets for mainstream school transport from over 130,000 applications received by the closing date, which was the 29th of July. They secured 272 additional school transport vehicles, that's vehicles, an additional 272 buses in response to the increased demand. Bus Éireann, and again I'm quoting from their statement, apologised to those who've had difficulties in getting in touch with them and said additional call centre staff are being recruited.